This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How many thousands and thousands of businesses around the world have closed? People have lost their jobs. People have lost their incomes. People are being tested in their world. But at the end of the day, us believers, we have a different attitude towards our worldly affairs, especially our financial affairs. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, that Allah Azza wa Jal provides for us. For the one who fears Allah, Allah provides for him from unexpected ways. How many times has Allah provided for you? How old are you now? And Allah Azza wa Jal continues to provide for you. So I'm sure that the believer doesn't doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and care for him is always there. No matter what kind of tough scenario he goes through in life, and what business and what job and what income he loses. And we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَن تَمُوتَ نَفْسٌ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهَا, that not a single soul will die. This is from among humans and animal kind as well. No one would die until he has completed his rizq, until he has completely taken for himself what Allah has decreed of provision and sustenance for him. And I am also certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi'ithnillah will replace all your worldly losses, all your financial losses that are worrying you and stressing you out. Just reflect over the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. He was locked in his house, sick for 18 years, he couldn't move. And yet after this entire 18 years of sickness, Allah Azza wa Jal replaced for him his family and his wealth. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. So these worldly losses, as a result of these lockdowns and so on, I have firm belief بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى that Allah Azza wa Jal will replace them and will replace them with something much better بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Just have good thought in Allah and be optimistic and be positive. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعجبه الفأل. He used to love being optimistic and positive. والله سبحانه وتعالى is الأكرم. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. You know what الأكرم means? الأكرم means the one who gives abundantly without having taken anything in the first place. That's الأكرم. He gives and gives and gives even though he did not take anything from you in the first place. فالله عز وجل is الأكرم. والله عز وجل gives us not because we deserve it, but because he's الأكرم, the most generous سبحانه وتعالى. So your incomes, your jobs, your businesses, all of that of the worldly and financial matters in life that have been affected because of this virus and the lockdowns and so on, it's fine. Allah Azza wa Jal bi'ithni Allahi ta'ala will replace it for you. Have high hope, be positive and certain and optimistic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reward you for these losses if you are patient, and He will replace them for you bi'ithni Allahi ta'ala. That's not my concern. My concern here, and the greater concern I have, is for our faith, our deen, the struggle to remain firm and steadfast upon La ilaha illallah. My concern is about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never, ever let whatever is happening around you to interfere with your faith negatively.